Good morning. We continue with our study of Chovos HaLevavos, Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, and we're going to talk about the 23rd of those Cheshbonos today. And this is something that the Chovos HaLevavos is going to point out that's actually going to seem sort of commonplace to us. The things that are commonplace to us sometimes bear repeating. And in fact, that is the entirety of what the Cheshbon that we're talking about today. Says the author of the Chovos HaLevavos, a person has to go ahead and look at all the world. Take a look at the cycles of nature, the weather patterns. Take a look at the miracle of birth. All of these things we call natural or nature. The truth is that when we stop and think about that which is natural or nature, we really need to be thoroughly amazed. What nature reveals, or what we call nature, is that there's Hashgachas Hashem, there's Hashem's involvement all the time. And a person needs to just wake up and realize that. When we create a word called nature or natural or normal, sometimes what happens is we hide the concept of Hashgachas Hashem within the process. We lose God in that process, and that becomes a dangerous issue. Because let's think about it. A person who naturally is able to go to the bathroom, the current Daf Yomi cycle, we find ourselves in yesterday's and today's Daf talking a lot about a person who has gone to the bathroom or needs to go to the bathroom and has to go daven at the same time and how one proceeds. But within the process of going to the bathroom, we turn around a fully natural life, biological life cycle. But we turn around thereafter and realize that if, unfortunately, one process within the process of digestion doesn't go well, we could be in terrible pain and in significant emergency, for which we recite a bracha, a blessing. If one of the valves doesn't open or close appropriately, we won't be able to live. It's amazing to me that when people go see a doctor, they will thank the doctor and say to the doctor, "Doctor, thank you, I owe you my life." But they'll forget that there's a greater one to whom that life is owed. They'll deny it because the doctor took care of them. Says the author of the Chovos HaLevavos, that's crazy. We need to stop and realize that nature is not a solution. It's an explanation for a bigger issue. We get very concerned when we hear about a brewing storm. We know people who just got back from cruises to the Bahamas, and we're talking about the destruction on the other side of an island. Destruction that was brought about by nature. And we're very, very amazed when we see the tremendous destruction that nature can bring about. But you know what we don't get amazed by? The lack of destruction. And that is also a mistake, says the author of the Chovos HaLevavos. You know, there's a Ramban in this week's Parsha and Parsha's Bo that's fundamental, where the Ramban points out that the purpose of miracles is just to go ahead and wake us up, to show us that even the non-miracle comes from Hashem. Even that which is not miraculous, even that which seems to be nature, is indeed miracle as well. Perhaps that's what the Chovos HaLevavos wants us to think about each and every day. Stop today. Take a minute out of your schedule. Find something that you always take for granted, something that you always assume to be just frankly normal. Water flowing through a pipe. Perhaps going ahead and walking and thinking about all the different steps that are involved in being able to take a step. And turn around and appreciate the fact that it all comes from Hashem. And that it is to Him that we have to say, "Thank God I can walk. Thank God I can open a faucet. Thank God I can talk. Thank God I can appreciate God." Take nature and realize it's not a solution for God. It's an expression of indeed what He does each and every day, for which we are thankful for His miracle. You do that, and I guarantee you, you and I will have a terrific day.